USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former Vice President Joe Biden was forced to defend his record at the debates last night on desegregation in the 1970s under grilling from Senator Kamala Harris of California. The intense exchange came less than 2 weeks after Biden came under harsh criticism for boasting about his ability to form personal relationships in past decades with James Eastland from Mississippi and Herman Talmadge from Georgia. Harris said it was hurtful to hear Biden speak of his bonds with those senators. She told the story of a little girl who was in the early wave of children to integrate schools in California.
You know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
In the 70s and early 80s, Biden led a southern bloc of Republican and Democratic senators who blocked the use of federal funds to enforce desegregation through busing. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are now able to pass a piece of bipartisan legislation. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The House is sending President Trump a $4.6 billion humanitarian aid package. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, says it's important to get emergency funding to those who need it.
We have to make sure that the resources needed to protect the children are available.
Republican Mitch McConnell says, what was the holdup in the first place?
They've been talking for 2 months about this humanitarian crisis. It should not have been this hard.
The president sent other world leaders and political figures who use Twitter to threaten or abuse others could find their tweets slapped with warning labels. This new policy announced by the company comes amidst complaints from activists that President Donald Trump has gotten a free pass from Twitter to post hateful messages and attack his enemies in ways they say could lead to violence. From now on, a tweet that Twitter deems to involve matters of public interest but which violates the service rule will be obscured by a warning label explaining the violation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A parade of trucks and tractors circled the Oregon capital of Salem in support of Republican lawmakers who have walked out to block emissions-lowering climate legislation in a political crisis that stretched into its eighth day. All 11 Republican senators were once again missing from the State House, denying Democrats the numbers to vote on a plan that would be the second in the nation to cap and trade pollution credits among companies. Despite assurances from the Democratic Senate president that the measure doesn't have enough support to pass, Republicans continue to stay away. Throughout large areas of California and 1,000 miles away in India, customers browse the nut sections of busy street markets and grocery stores in search of the best almonds to use in curry dishes and other foods, health drinks, ice cream, and many other recipes. Now that the future of that market is uncertain, India this month imposed tariffs on almonds and 27 other American products, including apples and walnuts, in retaliation for the United States ending India's preferential trade status. Those tariffs took effect June 16th and come on top of significant tariffs China placed on almonds last year. California supplies 82% of the world's almonds and has over 7,000 growers. The Almond Board of California estimates the industry generates about 104,000 jobs throughout California, and the effect on the tariffs might ripple outward. India is such an important market that the Almond Board, whose members engage in market research and promotion overseas, has an office in New Delhi with a $6 million annual advertising budget. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.